3CX, in my opinion, is one of the worst companies you can partner with in the voiceover IP space. And today, I've got yet another story that backs that up. I was scrolling through LinkedIn and I came across a post from a former 3CX partner. The post reads as follows. I commented on a post about Yaystar and I was told that I shouldn't do that because I was selling 3CX and that 3CX will see my post and drop me as a partner. Well, within 8 hours, I got an email saying that our paths are not aligned and I was being stripped of my partner status from 3CX. So I posted on a 3CX help forum about how I felt about this. Instead of reaching out to me to discuss this, they deleted my ability to post in the help forum. I wrote to the admin asking why they did this, and they responded with basically, quote, "We have the right to remove your access whenever we feel like it." Now, I've heard dozens of stories just like this. It's like 3CX operates with the eye of Sauron watching your every move. If you step even slightly out of line, you risk getting cut off. And once you're out, all those customers that you brought into 3CX are now theirs. Now, to be fair, I do hear from people who love the 3CX platform, and I believe them. The product might be good. I've never tried it out personally myself. And the reason I've never tried it out personally is because I've heard of the way that they treat their channel partners. And I would never in a million years rely on them for my own customers, no matter how good their product might be. And you don't even have to take my word for it. All the way back in 2018, a former 3CX director of sales said in an interview, quote, "People have started recognizing that 3CX is not very partner friendly and that 3CX will take their business away from them." He goes on to say that in order for 3CX systems to receive their free updates, you as a partner are obligated to provide 3CX with full end user details about your customers, including contact information. And that information can later be used by 3CX to go directly to the customer and cut the partner out. And then in 2023, 3CX changed their licensing model so that anyone who had bought perpetual licenses, as in pay once and you're licensed forever, were no longer able to update their systems past a certain version unless you switch to a recurring revenue license. Or in other words, customers who bought forever licenses were then left feeling like the rug was pulled out from under them because 3CX made their perpetual licenses end of life. So let me give you my strongest warning possible. If you're thinking about becoming a 3CX partner, think twice. Go online, do some research, protect your business, and don't fall for their shenanigans.